Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. And if you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you'll know what I mean when you hear Bill Connolly talking. Dr. Bill Connolly is the principal of Connolly Consulting, LLC. He helps business leaders make the best possible business decisions that they can through his work with them, helping them understand how their management is impacted by the economy and vice versa. He's the author of Bizonomics, and he's our good friend, Bill Connolly. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to talk to you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Bill, let's talk about the economy, and as I was saying, let's get the benefit of your knowledge, your wisdom with regard to how the economic conditions that we're faced with right now are impacting the management decisions that we make, or maybe even vice versa. One of the things that I've been saying for a long time now, Bill, I say a long time, for the last few months, is that we have two kinds of challenges in economically. We have the challenges that are real, the real economic fundamentals that are, some of them are sick right now. The housing industry sick, the financials have been sick. We've got $90+ a barrel oil. We got a lot of different challenges. Those are real. And then we have the ones that aren't real. And those are the ones that we talk ourselves into, the challenges that we create for ourselves. And I propose, Bill, that a lot of the problems that we have right now, a lot of the sort of the negativism that we have in the economy, we've kind of brought on ourselves. What do you think?
Well, I think there is some truth there. Consumers cut back their spending, their discretionary spending last month. And when I look at business spending on equipment, it seems lower than the fundamentals ought to suggest. So I think there is some cautiousness. But I hate to say that that's bad, because I've been recommending to my clients that they, for over a year, that they do some contingency planning. And maybe they're just following my advice and being a little bit cautious.
Right. So contingency planning meaning to be extra judicious in capital spending?
Yeah, capital spending, watch your employment costs, always monitor your inventories, your cash flow, the basics of preserving cash, because it's been clear for over a year that housing was going to go into the tank. Mm-hmm. And you know that that has ripple effects throughout the economy. So it's sort of good and prudent business management, either business or family management, to have been cautious. But now the whole economy is feeling some of that.
Mm-hmm. At what point in time, though, do we start saying, okay, we're in the middle of this situation, whatever you want to call it, we're in the middle of this right now, and if history is worth anything, we know that we're going to come out of this. So the question is, when and how do I get ready for that? What do you think?
That's a great question. When I push my numbers through, I find the first quarter, the quarter we're currently in, is the weakest in 2008, and then it gets better from there. There are some folks I respect who think the second quarter may be the softest, mm-hmm. but pretty much everybody's saying the second half of this year is going to be better. So one of the questions business managers, business owners have to ask themselves is, am I ready for business to get better? And Jim, if you ask that question, almost everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, if your salespeople have had declining sales experience, they may not be working the phones quite so hard just because they're beaten down and discouraged. If you had to let people go either through layoff or attrition, you have to ask yourself, do I have the key people I need in order to increase my production? Do I have the physical capacity, if things go well, to increase my output. And for some people, they've cut back a little bit, but they're not ready to grow. And you need to be ready to grow because we're going to be growing in the second half of 2008.
One thing that's interesting, I think, about business, about employment in a small business is, for the most part, we never have enough people. And so when things are going really well, this is the reason why I think small business owners are so important to the economy. When things are going really well and we're rocking and rolling, especially in today's world when we can't even find all the people we want to hire, we just work ourselves overtime. So when things slow down a little bit, we actually start to get back to where it's like the way normal human beings should actually work. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Bill Connolly and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to talk some more about this, folks. Bill's going to have some really good stuff for us, right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here are the Platters to take us out.
And to make the darkness bright. Only just one look, and I felt so hard. I'm in love.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where you can find you can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out our blog. You can check out our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Dr. William Connolly, who's our guest this half hour. You can read articles to your little heart's content, thousands of them. You can listen to past interviews that I've done with my Brain Trust members that we've been collecting these since 1999. We have thousands of those. And on every topic, and they're arranged in topics, by the way, folks, categories. So you can, if you got something in particular on your mind, you can go there and look at that, look up that topic and listen to or read what these people have to say. And also, that's all for you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And no barrier to entry, by the way. We'll let you come on in and hang out with us for free. And then, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. So check that out. Bill Connolly is our guest. We're talking about the economy and your business, and you've probably been making plans, Bill. They've probably been making plans for the challenging time, but maybe now's the time to start making plans for when things are breaking open again.
Exactly. And, 2 years ago I was telling people, do some contingency planning for the economy softening. And it's always best to do the contingency planning before the problem arises, a good distance ahead of time. And I recommend kind of 4 steps. The first is just know how vulnerable you are to changes in the economy. Mm-hmm. If you're running like a medical lab, you're pretty safe. If you're running a manufacturing company or, heaven help us, you're a general contractor, you're probably more volatile. So know your own vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Secondly, figure out what drives your customers' decisions and monitor that, an early warning system. Thirdly,
which means stay close to your customers.
Yeah, stay close to your customers.
Talk to them, listen to them.
Right. If you're a real small business, you have to do that in person.
You really need to become an expert on your customers' industries. If you're a B2B, if you're business to business, you need to be almost as much of an expert on their industry as they are.
Exactly. You have to think of your customers as the person who are dealing with your customers.
Right.
So whoever is the final consumer is the person you have to dial in on. And sometimes your customers don't want to tell you too much, or they want to sort of shine you on that everything is fine. But you really need to get to know where your service or your product is going ultimately, because those are the folks who are driving your own business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of part of the early warning system, is drilling down to that. The third step is the true contingency planning, where you sketch out, what am I going to do if things change? If things go down, what do I do? If things go up, what do I have to do in order to satisfy my customers? And then the fourth step is managing your business to have flexibility, because sometimes you have an opportunity to save some money, but you won't have flexibility to cut that expense later.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying don't do it, but you have to think, whenever you like tie yourself into a long-term contract, you have to say, gee, is this going to cost me too much flexibility to be worthwhile?
Right. You know, another thing, Bill, that I think that, and it's part of what you just got through saying, and that is, don't be surprised if your economy is okay.
Well,
I mean, don't be shocked if, I mean, prepare for the fact that you might actually wind up being okay. I mean, what do you think about that, Bill?
Absolutely true. If you read the newspapers, or even worse, if you listen to any of the political candidates,
yeah,
you think we're going south real fast.
Especially the Democrat side, because they're the ones that are not in power. They're throwing all that against the current administration.
Yeah, but you know that there are parts of the country. I don't know if any of the radio stations in the oil patch are listening to this show. But
right.
The oil patch is doing very well,
mm-hmm.
And Seattle, Washington, with Boeing orders, doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
So your mileage may vary, and you look at these national averages, and that may not be what's going on in your hometown.
Well, that's exactly right, and there are communities that are just now getting new plants in, and their economies are picking up a little bit, and that's the reason why I just think that one of the things I think we got a problem with, Bill, and I've been talking about this for some time now, is what Holman Jenkins introduced me to a term called availability cascade, which means that the more you hear something about something like a recession, the more you hear people talking about it, just the idea of a recession, the more it becomes a reality for you. And I think that's what we've done in a lot of places. And this brings me back to my complaint about Wall Street, Bill. Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street.
Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
happens on Wall Street until somebody makes a sale on Main Street. And yet they're the tail now that wants to wag the dog. And I think that's a problem. I think Main Street needs to, people like you and me, Bill, we need to take back our marketplace. What do you think?
Yeah, because the folks on Wall Street have been hurting, largely due to their own fault.
They've hurt themselves, exactly. Self-inflicted.
And these guys who make $5 million in a good year are just hurting because they're only making $2 million,
yeah.
and they wonder why we don't have sympathy for them.
Right. Yeah, and they're the ones jawboning the Fed just to bail them out. And, so anyway, it's one of the things that irritates me. When we come back, we're going to get Bill to talk to us a little bit about what the oil situation, the petroleum situation, the energy situation, how that's impacting our economy, and whether he thinks it actually is part of the problem. Right after these messages, 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Everybody's blue.
To my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and Stevie Nicks there on vocals. Welcome back. It's having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. William B. Connerly, C-O-N-E-R-L-Y, one N, William B. Bill, he lets us call him Bill because he says he lets his friends call us Bill, call him Bill. And Bill, we need to know how to contact you, how to find you online, how to buy your book.
Yeah, well, if you remember, the last name is spelled with only one N. You Google me and you come to the website. The book is called Bizonomics, B-U-S-I-N-O-M-I-C-S. And if you go to bizonomics.com, you find the book. You'll also find the audio magazine, which is a subscription product that you can listen to in your car or on your iPod so that you can catch up on economics while you're driving or exercising.
All right. Sounds good. We appreciate that, making that available. Check it out, folks. Bizonomics is the book. Bizonomics.com is the website. Bill, one of the things that over the last few years, I've been asking my economists on the show, why is it that with oil prices going up, why is it taking more of a toll on the economy? And the thing that they pointed out is that per dollar of GDP, we use a lot less petroleum today in America than we did 20 years ago. And
yep.
certainly back from when we back in the 70s, when oil went to went up, you know, to whatever it went up to, $38 a barrel or whatever, and it just about shut the economy down.
That's right. You know, but back then, if you got 15 miles to the gallon, you had an energy-efficient car.
Right, right.
And we kind of forget that. I had on the Biznomics Audio magazine recently Jim Hamilton, a professor at UC San Diego, and although he's not as optimistic as I am about oil prices, he was talking about all the major oil projects that the companies are doing, and we have a lot of oil about to come online. Because it's really only been in the last 3 years that we have been looking for oil.
Right, and
oil
you're talking about domestic inventories, aren't you?
I'm talking internationally as well.
Yeah.
Because when oil in '86, when oil went down under $10 a barrel, the world stopped looking for new oil sources.
Yep. Yep.
And it's only been in the last few years that we've really gotten our resurgence going of exploration. So I'm actually forecasting a major decline in oil prices, but I got to tell you, keep your fingers crossed. And
right.
If your business depends upon something like diesel fuel, you shouldn't buy into any one person's forecast.
Right.
Try to be as flexible as you possibly can.
Well, you want to try to learn about hedging is what you probably need to learn how to do. But you know, seriously, Bill, in the last 6 to 8 months, two different people on this show have identified domestic oil inventories that have just been recovered, one on government land and one on private land.
Yeah, I believe
that could really make a big difference. And so, but you know, Bill, but that's cold comfort for people who have fleets on the road paying $3 a gallon for gas and $3.50 for diesel.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're in that position, I think you ought to do some contingency planning for oil prices going even higher. That's not my forecast, but it's always good to do that.
What would that be? LP?
Well, you know, it kind of depends. LP
converting our vehicles to liquid petroleum gas?
Yeah, that's one option. There was some seafood company that saved a lot of money by using computerized routing software, and they found they could make the same deliveries with about 5% fewer miles driven. And maybe that wasn't cost-effective 3 years ago, and maybe it's cost-effective now. So you need to look at new technology. It also may be time to replace your fleet, even though you want to be cautious about capital spending. If the new equipment is more energy efficient, it may pencil out sooner than you expect.
I see what you mean. You know, what do you think about, we got less than a minute, what do you think about video conferencing? Do you think that's going to impact petroleum usage in the future?
You know, I think we're trying to do a lot more teleconferencing, webinars, video conferencing. I don't think it'll have a huge bite on total energy consumption, but it's a good tool to have in your
toolkit. Don't you believe when video conferencing becomes diffused in the marketplace, that will change a lot of the way of our consumption of petroleum?
It will change some, but I think you just can't ignore the importance of pressing the flesh.
No,
seeing
that's
somebody,
true.
Looking them in the eye, really, you know, 5 feet away and shaking his hand personally.
Right,
that's,
good point.
That's the underpinnings of business in America.
Give us that website again, Bill.
Bisonomics.com, BUSINOMICS.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Great chatting with you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Dr. William B. Connerly with one N. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.